Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, November 30th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a mostly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets generally closing a tick higher, and European markets largely lower in early trading. The US 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 4.28%. The dollar is higher against the euro and pound, softer against the yen. Gold is down, oil up, industrial metals mostly down, and cryptocurrencies also down. No change in the broader narrative, with the latest gains attributed to the dovish-leaning remarks from Fed Governor Waller on Tuesday. Market bets are increasingly reflecting expectations for a first Fed cut in May 2024, with nearly 100 basis points in easing seen for the full year of 2024. Widening contrast to September SEP and the higher-for-longer messaging from central banks. Markets seem to be more focused on growth concerns, whilst central bankers in the US and Europe continue to emphasize the process to bring inflation down continuing. Data released during the Asian session showed that the Chinese official manufacturing PMI shrank at a quicker pace in November than expected, with production growth softening and new orders and export orders both falling. The services PMI growth momentum softened and turned negative for the first time in 11 months. The Bank of Korea also left its base rate unchanged but upgraded inflation forecasts. On the data front, we had Italian October unemployment rate ticking up above consensus, Netherlands October retail sales above expectations, French November preliminary CPI coming in below expectations, and French Q3 final GDP below expectations and negative, and German November unemployment rate in line with consensus. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, October core PCE, personal spending and personal income, followed by November Chicago PMI, October pending home sales, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Reuters reports that Occidental Petroleum is in talks to acquire CrownRock. Citing people familiar with the matter, a media report says that CrownRock could get an enterprise value of more than $10 billion. Vista Outdoor has rejected a $30 a share offer from Colt CZ Group. The Vista Outdoor board continues to recommend the acquisition of the sporting products business by Czechoslovak Group and remains committed to acting in the best interest of Vista Outdoor shareholders. And Doc Martens is trading sharply lower after forecasting annual revenue and profit below market expectations on the back of a slow start to the autumn and winter season impacted by warm weather. Due to report earnings today, we have Kroger before the open and Ultra Beauty after the close. Asian markets ended with a tick higher into the close on Thursday, following off a strong month for equities. The Hang Seng once more struggled for a significant positive traction, whilst mainland China bursts were mixed. In a speech, Bank of Japan board member Nakamura acknowledged core inflation remains above the 2% target, though the bank needs to stick with persistent easing for the time being. He noted optimism in the underlying economic outlook as elevated household savings accumulated during the pandemic is expected to fuel pent-up domestic demand, offsetting drags from an overseas slowdown. European markets have opened largely lower, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100 and French CAC all trading down. Bloomberg has reported that Eurozone interest rate markets are fully pricing in for an ECB rate cut by April for the first time. Despite pushback from ECB policymakers on the need to keep rates high for an extended period, the swaps market sees an earlier start to the rate cutting cycle and the potential for 100 basis points worth of easing next year. And the UK labour market may be tighter than the ECB thinks after the ONS published experimental data which showed unemployment at the lowest levels since the 1970s. The data showed the unemployment rate at 3.5%, which compared to the so-called adjusted experimental rate of 4.2% published earlier this month. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, November 30th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.